Effects of profit warnings on announcement on performance of stocks in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. 4. Richard Wambach Kim in DB 211-1-5-9-5-2-0-1-1. And submitted to the AR Research Lisa submitted to the Department of Accounting and Finance in partial fulfillment of the requirements for the award of Master Degree of Business Administration Finance Option of Dedan Kimathi University of Technology. Dedan Kimathi University of Techno. April 2014. XT4MNINRXIUAILTG%. I hereby declare it Iltis Research Iberus is my original work and has not been presented for a degree in any other university. Signature. SV slash. Date. Richard W. Kim in the B2TI 1595201 recommendation. Dedan Kimathi University Library. This research thesis has been submitted for examination with my approval as university supervisor. Signature, date, 1. Dr. N.D.E.G.W.A., Ph.D. Department of Account in their Finance Dedan Kimathi University 8 Technology. Signature. X.J. U.I.H. / Date. Dr. O.K. Rero, Ph.D. Titanathmanal of Accounting and Finance. I.W. Dedan Kimathi University of Technology. Signature. J.P.R.E. Uves S.H. Date. L.U. D.R. Donatus Mathenj, Ph.D. Department of Accounting or IFMAIIC. P.F.R.I.R.V.V. Dedication. To the Almighty God, and also my parents and siblings, who gave me inspiration and encouragement. %%+0%. Acknowledgement. I am sincerely grateful to Dedan Kimathi University of Technology for giving me a chance to undertake a master's degree in business administration, specializing in finance option. I am also grateful to my parents Luke Kiminder and Jane Wachuri and sisters Piers and Mary, for having supported my education both morally and financially. I will not forget to thank my supervisors, Dr. J.N.N.D.E.G.W.A., Dr.G.K. Riro and Dr. Mathenj from Department of Accounting and Finance, Dedan Kimathi University of Technology. I am grateful for the many hours they spent on reading the drafts of this thesis and for offering valuable insights and suggestions on how to improve this study. Their guidance has led to a very satisfying and enjoyable research experience. May God bless them all. 47. 44. If. Abstract. This study examines share returns following unexpected corporate announcements that are described as profit warnings. The study tested whether there are abnormal returns on share prices after the announcement of profit warnings. The report is based on the 56 companies quoted on the Nairobi Securities Exchange, NSE, and samples drawn from companies that have issued profit warnings. The research design used was the event study which assessed the impact of an event on the value of a firm. In the event study, the calendar date of the profit warning announcement became time zero in the event time and all remaining periods were presented in the event time in relation to the event date. This research used the 150 days event window where 20 days are prior and 20 days are after the profit warning announcement. The sampling method used was the census survey on the companies that are listed in the NSE and made profit warning announcements. The study relied entirely on secondary data available at NSE database. Event study methodology, student t-test before event date and average abnormal return, AAR, significance from zero are used to analyze data collected on daily stock prices. The method used for calculating the expected returns is the capital asset pricing model, CAPM. The result of this research indicates that profit warning has impact on the stock return in the NSE and the impact is negative and significant for the period of pre-warning and post-warning and on the day of actual announcement. There are also indications of information leakages where there were negative abnormal returns days before the profit warning announcements. The study therefore concludes that profit warning impacted significantly on the share return in the NSE by creating negative abnormal return during the announcement period. Based on this research, the recommendation to the investors or practitioners in the NSE is that profit warning announcements are information events that influence the investment decision and should thus expect negative abnormal responses of share prices following such announcements. Ione ends that info email responses at w.v./. Table of contents. Content page. Declaration. Dedication. Acknowledgement. If. Abstract. V. Table of contents. V. List of tables. X. List of figures. X. List of abbreviations and acronyms. KISI. Chapter 1. Introduction. 1.1 Background of the study. 1.2 Statement of the PRC. 1.3 Purpose of the study. 1.4 Specific objectives of the STR. 1.5 Hypothesis formulation. 1.6 Significance of the study. 1.7 Delimitation of the study. 1.8 Limitations of the study. 1.9 Assumptions of the study. 1.10 Operational definition of terms. 1.11 Chapter summary. Chapter 2. 9. Literature review. 9. 2.1 Introduction. 9. 2.2 An overview of the Nairobi Securities Exchange, NSE. 9. 2.3 Efficient market hypothesis. 11. 2.4 Implications of market efficiency. 13. 2.5 Post-earnings announcements drift. 15. VOB. V. 2.6 Abnormal returns following earnings announcement. 16. 2.7 Evidence of overreaction and underreaction to earnings announcement in stock markets. 19. 2.8 Existence of anticipated returns attributed to earnings announcement. 22. 2.9 Existence of earnings surprises due to earnings announcement. 24. 2.10 Theoretical literature review. 27. October 2, 2001 Cash Flow Signaling Hypothesis, CFSH. 27. October 2, 2002 The Course Dividend Signaling Theory, CDST. 27. 2.11 Literature Critique. 28. 2.12 Development of Alternate Hypothesis. 30. 2.13 Research Gap. 31. 2.14 Chapter Summary. 31. Chapter 3. 32. Research Methodology. 32. 3.1 Research Design. 32. 3.2 Instruments and Procedures, / 32. February 3, 2001 to investigate whether profit warnings generate negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. 32. February 3, 2003 establish the existence of anticipated returns attributed to profit warning announcement. 35. February 3, 2004 identify the existence of earnings surprises due to profit warning announcement. 36. 3.3 Outline of the event study. 37. 3.4 Definition of the event window. 38. 3.5 Population and sample. 39. 3.6 Sampling method. 39. 3.7 Data and data sources. 40. 3.8 Ethical considerations. 41. 3.9 Chapter summary. 42. Chapter 4. 43. Findings, data analysis, presentation and interpretation. 43. 4.1 Introduction. 43. 4.2 Statistical measures. V. 43. 4.3 Hypothesis testing. 44. March 4, 2001 to investigate whether profit warnings generate negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. 45. March 4, 2002 establish the existence of anticipated returns attributed to profit warning announcement. 47. March 4, 2003 identify the existence of earnings surprises due to profit warning announcement. 49. Chapter 5. 53. Discussion, conclusions and recommendations. 53. 5.1 Introduction. 53. 5.2 Discussion. 53. February 5, 2001 to MVESTIGE for profit warnings generate negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. 54. February 5, 2002 establish the existence of anticipated returns attributed to profit warning announcement. 55. Tensave. February 5, 2003 identify the existence of earning surprises due to profit warning announcement. 5.3 conclusion. 59. March 5, 2001 to investigate whether profit warnings generate negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. 59. Returns attribute. March 5, 2003 identify the existence of earning surprises due to profit warning announcement. 62. 5.4 implications and recommendations. 64. 5.5 suggestion for further research. 66. References. 67. March 5, 2002 establish the existence of anticipated return asset related to profit warning announcement. 61. Appendix 1. Stock performance reaction to profit warning announcement in NSE. 71. Appendix the second. Sample population of NSE listed companies. 73. Appendix the third. Listed companies historical profit warning announcements. 74. Is stock tables tabled page. Table 2.2. Basic Nairobi Securities Exchange data. 11. Table 4.1. Statistical measure of EAR. 44. Table 4.2. Statistical significance of anticipated returns. 47. Table 4.4. Standard and expected earnings data t-test statistics. 50. Table 4.5. One sample student t-test results for AAR and CAR. 51. 9. List of figures. Figure page. Figure 1. Average abnormal return curve. 46. Figure 2. Cumulative average abnormal return curve. 48. X. AAR. ATS. CAR. CAPM. CMA. EMH. NSE. NSE. PET. SU. List of abbreviations and acronyms. Average abnormal return. Automated trading system cumulative average abnormal return. Capital asset pricing model capital markets authority efficient market hypothesis. F. Percent percent. M. Drift. NSE all show in Nairobi Square post earnings are now surprise unexpected earnings. Degrees Celsius / 11. Chapter 1 Introduction. 1.1 Background of the study. The profit warning is considered as bad news by the market because it reveals the company's adverse future profitability and competitiveness. Therefore, it results in significant negative returns in the stock markets. The profit warning disclosure reduces the impact of surprise at the time of the real earnings announcement, because the profit warning prepares the market for the bad news. Body, et al., 2009. Investors who participate in the capital markets expect that their investment will bring a high return in the future which will compensate for the related risks and expenses. Thus, they evaluate the investment. They calculate the benefits and the costs at the same time, which is 4R/. The net present value calculation. However, firms that sell their shares to investors will receive more funds if stock prices are high, so that these firms can grow and produce values or assets in the economy. Penman, 2009, the stock prices play a signaling role in the distribution of the economic resources from investors to firms. The company's earnings are a main determinant of the stock price, because the earnings indicate the operational result of the firm and its future success. Therefore, companies are required to inform the investors about its performance. If earnings reported above or below the analysts' earnings estimates, it will be a surprise to the market. Consequently, if 1. This earnings surprise is positive, the share price will usually increase, or if it is negative, the share price will decrease. Penman, 2009. In order to avoid such drastic changes in the stock prices and to reduce the magnitude of the market reaction, companies warn the public regarding the unexpected level of earnings. The content of the warning is that the company earnings will not meet the market expectations. The Capital Markets Authority listing and issuing rules obliges firms to immediately disclose. price-sensitive information regarding any facts or events which are expected to have a significant effect on the STO price. An example of a price-sensitive event is a profit warning announcement. A profit warning is a public announcement saying that earnings for a reported period will not meet expectations. Firm managers tend to issue a profit warning when previous forecasts are believed to be too optimistic or unforeseen changes in economic or operational conditions. 4RTL have occurred. Such a statement is an extremely visible signal to investors declaring a significant negative change in the performance of a firm. One of the most robust findings is the evidence of post-earnings announcement drift, Bernard and Thomas 1990. This is the phenomenon that stock returns continue to drift downward for several months after a negative earnings surprise reported at the scheduled earnings announcement date. The general explanation for this phenomenon is market underreaction. Since profit warnings are similar earnings surprises except for the fact they are unexpected, it is interesting to see whether there is a similar drift. Profit warnings are related to earning announcements containing surprises. The only difference is that earnings announcements have a predetermined date and profit warnings are unexpected, BHANA, 2005. According to the semi-strong efficient market hypothesis, FEMA, 1970, stock prices react quickly in an unbiased manner to new public information. Over the years, many researchers studied the market reaction in response to earnings information. This led to the discovery of one of the most robust anomaly in finance and accounting literature, post-earnings announcement drift, hereafter PED. PEAD is the phenomenon that stock returns continue to drift downward following a negative earnings signal reported at the scheduled earnings announcement date. NG and Gare, later 2008. The adjustment of stock prices to earnings announcement has been studied extensively with stock PR. Focus being on how fast the announcement is absorbed in the stock price. Further studies have been extended to the assessment of expected or anticipated and unanticipated earnings. Where anticipated earnings arise in the event period before the earnings announcement date are not regarded as new information that requires adjustment of the stock price, NDEGWA, 2013. Percent. B. O percent. Unanticipated earnings or earnings surprises, on the other hand, are regarded as new information arising after the earnings announcement date that requires the adjustment of the stock price, NDEGWA, 2013. Studies have shown that there is a slow or lagged response to earnings announcements by the market, as evidenced by a sustained period of positive excess or abnormal returns when unexpected earnings increase, a phenomenon known as positive earnings surprise, or when there is a sustained period of negative excess or abnormal returns as a result of unexpected earnings decline, also known as negative earnings surprise, Body et al. 2010. 3. The sustained period of either positive or negative abnormal returns is referred to as the momentum, and it can be exploited by investors who may choose to invest in stocks that display positive earnings surprise in order to enjoy the momentum after the announcement is made, or avoid stocks that have negative earnings surprise due to the momentum that is expected, which is a behavior that is consistent with the dividend signaling hypothesis, NDEGWA, 2013. VA, 201. It of the F. 1.2 statement of the problem FJE. An efficient market should incorporate all information, factual or predicted, into prices in a quick and unbiased way. Post-earnings announcement drift in this study is the continuous downward drift in prices due to a profit warning announcement, and hence that future returns. Post-earnings due to a profit W. are somewhat predictable. If the market is weak form efficient, then stock prices should S. incorporate relevant information instantaneously, but if occurrence of profit warnings causes abnormal returns due to underreaction to information by investors, hence the downward drift or return continuation behavior, a price drift then indicates th the market fails to translate verabnoid mark in indicates the information into prices. If profit warnings led to negative abnormal returns, this will contradict the randomness of stock prices expected in efficient markets, and hence the need for this research, as past researches have not addressed the phenomenon. Q. 1.3 purpose of the study. to investigate whether profit warnings announcement have a significant effect on the performance of stocks in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. 4.1.4 Specific objectives of the study. This study is undertaken to achieve the following specific objectives. 1. To investigate whether profit warnings generate negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. 2. Establish the existence of anticipated returns attributed to profit warnings announcement. 3. Identify the existence of earnings surprises due to profit warnings announcement. 1.5 Hypothesis formulation. 1. Ho. Abnormal return, AR, relating to profit warnings announcement are not significantly different from 0. 2. Ho. Abnormal return relating to profit warnings announcement do not significantly display anticipated returns behavior. 3. Ho. Abnormal return relating to profit warning announcement do not significantly display earnings surprises. W. 1.6 Significance of the study. T. The findings of this research are important to investors, portfolio managers, decision makers and other stock market players who use earnings announcements to measure their trading expectations. Particularly, it is vital to note that investor expectations of company earnings are reflected in stock price. The benefit of knowledge of the behavior of profit warning announcements on security prices is that stock market investors can avoid capital losses arising from profit warnings announcement by divesting from such stocks. Evidence from analyzing stock price reaction to profit warning announcements in an emerging market casts more light on whether the theory of efficient markets is supported or 5. Contradicted by the various empirical findings. This is mostly of significant interest to researchers and hence this study can be used as a basis for continuous research by students of finance on this area to reach an ultimate conclusion about the level of efficiency of stock markets. 1.7 Delimitation of the study. This study will focus on the event of profit warning announcement. In practice, there are a few events that can trigger the movement of stock prices. Kasnick and Lev, 1995, and Jackson, J.J.E., and Medra, 2003, believe the announcements of corporate control changes will affect the stock prices and the profit warning is not the only information that results in the market reaction. These corporate control announcements included mergers, acquisitions, dividend purchase, changes in stock repurchase. If a company issues both a profit warning and corporation control change information during the same time, it is hard to distinguish which information has caused the impact on stock price. The effect on stock returns may be more complicated. Therefore, this study tried to avoid other corporate control issues and pay attention solely to the event of profit warning announcement. Q. 1.8 Limitations of the study. The study acknowledges the following limitations, which open the way for further research in this area. 6. 1. All mediums of disclosure other than public announcements were excluded, and only those announcements recorded on Nairobi Securities Exchange were considered for the study. 2. The study did not deal with quarterly and or half-yearly earnings announcements, and the information content of those earnings was therefore not captured in this study. 1.9 Assumptions of the study. The following were the assumptions of the study. I. Investors form biases which might influence their judgment of information. As these individual biases affect individual investors, it may have influenced the market reaction to new information and explained certain price patterns. I. The Nairobi Securities Exchange is efficient in the weak form. I. There was profit-maximizing investors who recognized the potential for excess return. Leading investors who read a LIO operational definition of terms. Investor. Someone who allocates capital with the expectation of a financial return. Stock market is a public entity for the trading of company shares at an agreed price. Insider trading. Trading of a company's stock or securities such as bonds by individuals with access to non-public information about the company. Market anomaly / market inefficiency. Is a price and or return distortion on a financial market that seems to contradict the efficient market hypothesis. It relates to structural factors, such as unfair competition, lack of market transparency and regulatory actions. 7. Efficient market hypothesis, EMH, An investment theory that states that in any given time, the prices on the market already reflect all known information and also change fast to reflect new information. Post-earnings announcement drift is the tendency for a stock's cumulative abnormal returns to drift in the direction of an earnings surprise for several weeks, even several months, following an earnings announcement. 1.11 Chapter Summary. This chapter offered the introductory part of the study, provided the background of the study, outlined the problem statement of the study, laid out the objectives of the study and finally set out the outline of the study. This introductory chapter provides the framework and sets out the organization of how the rest of the chapters in the study are discussed and analyzed, overview of the stock markets, literature review, methodology and lastly, a discussion and conclusions of the results. Chapter 2 Literature Review. 2.1 Introduction. This chapter presents an overview of the theory of market efficiency commonly referred to as the efficient market hypothesis and its implications on the stock market. Theoretical explanations and the various researches that have been done are also presented, especially efficiency and earnings management. / 2.2 An overview of the Nairobi Securities Exchange, NSE. The Nairobi Securities Exchange is the only stock exchange operating in Kenya. It was established in those 1920s by the British as an informal market for dealing in shares and stocks, with no rules and regulations to oversee stockbroking activities. The Kenyan stock market, then named the Nairobi Stock Exchange, was founded in 1954 as a voluntary association of brokers registered under the Societies Act. It is through the NSE that saw the first ever privatization in the country of a 20% governmental stake in the Kenya Commercial Bank, KCB. Since 1994, there have been significant changes to the NSE in terms of structure, trading premises and its operations, NSE, 2012. Trading is carried out via the Automated Trading System, ATS, which was commissioned in 2006 and it marked the significant step in the efforts to ease the speed of the execution of orders on a first-come first-served basis, thus enhancing market liquidity. The ATS system is linked to the Central Bank of Kenya, CBK, and the Electronic Central Depository System, CDS, allowing trading of government bonds. The daily price movement for any security in a 9. single trading session is not allowed to be more than 10% except during major corporate announcements, Kestra Capital.com. The ATS is optimized in order to uphold the spirit of the open outcry trading rules in an automated trading environment, NSE, 2012. The NSE All Share Index, NSE, was introduced in 2008 as an alternative index, which is an overall indicator of market performance. The index incorporates all the traded shares of the day, therefore it provides the ICE. The IFUL. HR. Exchange. Overall overview of the market value rather than the price movement of select stocks. The Nairobi Securities Exchange is licensed and regulated by the Capital Markets Authority of Kenya, CMAK. It has the mandate of providing a trading platform for listed securities and overseeing its member firms. It also approves public offers and listings of securities traded at the exchange, NSE, 2012. / The Nairobi Stock Exchange changed its name to the Nairobi Securities Exchange in July. Into a full 40. Which supports trading, clearing and settlement of equities, debt, derivatives and other associated instruments. It is also part of the East African Securities Exchanges Association, comprising of the Dar es Salaam Stock Exchange and the Uganda Securities Exchange, including the various cross-listing of various equities, NSE, 2012. 2011 as a reflection of its strategic plan to evolve into a full 11 service securities exchange. The exchange comprises of approximately 63 active listed companies with a daily trading volume of over US$5 million and a total market capitalization of approximately US$15 billion. Apart from equities, government and corporate bonds are also traded on the 10 exchange with an average of daily bond trading of US$60 million. Automated bond trading commenced in late 2009. Short selling and same-day turnaround transactions are not permitted on the NSE. Almost all NSE-listed companies are open to additional foreign investment, including multinational subsidiaries. Table 2.2. Basic Data, Nairobi Securities Exchange. Year. Market. Total Volume. Equity. Capitalization, KSH 000. Of Shares Traded. Turnover. Companies. KSHS. Z. 9 5 2 1 5 0 0 7 7 7 9 6 2 7 9 1 8 5 0 0 1 1 9 4 9 1 7 1 8 4 0 0 5 9 1 8 9 2 1 9 0 0 0 8 9 7 1 3 4 5 3 2 7 8 0 0 K
6 8 0 0 7 7 7 9 6 2 7 0 0 7 8 2 4 9 4 8 4 4 7 0 0 9 7 6 0 1 9 7 7 6 8 5 0 0 1 9 2 4 2 6 2 2 4 7 0 0 9 7 6 0 1 9 7 7 6 8 0 0 7 8 2 4 9 4 8 4 4 0 0 9 7 1 7 2 5 0 0 9 7 1 7 2 6 1 6 9 8 2 0 0 6 billion 233 million 913 thousand 742 point 0 0 5 23 billion 864 million 4,902 point 0 0 0
Source: NSE Handbook 2006 2012 24,801,090,630.00 4S 2.3 Efficient Market Hypothesis. The research on how the market reacts to new information releases subsumes the elements of market efficiency or inefficiency. Market efficiency as defined by FEMA 1970 states that a market is efficient if asset prices fully reflect the information available. Fully reflecting 11 means that knowledge of the information does not allow anyone to profit from it because prices already incorporate the information. Further, the information is impounded in the prices correctly and instantaneously as it becomes known. White, Sandy, and Freight, 2012. Eugene Femmer, 1970, defined market efficiency in terms of how fast the stock market reacts to information. He suggested three kinds of market efficiency: weak form, semi-strong form, and strong form efficiency. The first kind of market efficiency is weak form. In weak form efficiency, Fisher, Jensen, and Roll, 1969, states that the historical price information cannot be used to achieve excess returns. If the market is weak form efficient, then stock achieve price reacts so fast to ALPES information that no investor can earn an above normal return, higher than the market, by acting on this type of information. For example, if an investor buys the firm stock, ICE does not rise, the RR slash DIM efficient receives the report and buys the firm stock after discovering the firm had high earnings for the period and then stock price does not rise, the market is said to be efficient with respect to past information and is weak form. A second kind of market efficiency is semi-strong form. Semi-strong form efficiency states that no investor can earn excess returns from trading rules based on publicly available information. If the market is semi-strong form efficient, then stock price reacts so fast to all. 5 term. Uemistin. Al. E. Regiban. public information that no investor can earn an above normal return, higher than the market, by acting on this type of information. Tests of semi-strong form efficiency, Patelli and Wolfson 1979, have shown that no investor can earn an above normal return on publicly available information such as annual accounting reports, block trades, Thema, Fisher, Jensen, and Roll 1969, earning announcements, stock split announcements, dividend announcements, and repurchase of stock announcements. Examples of public information. 12. Include stock splits, dividend increases, and repurchases. For example, if an individual buys the stock on the announcement date and still does not make an above normal return, the market is semi-strong form efficient. The last kind of market efficiency is strong form. Thema, Fisher, Jensen, and Roll 1969 claim that strong form efficiency rules out excess returns based on any information, whether NAT STR. Private or public. If the market is strong form efficient, then stock price reacts so fast to all information, public or private, that no investor can earn an above normal return, higher than the market, by acting on this type of information. In this case, the market reacts to an event within the confines of the firm, or secret information, when it occurs even before it is V% publicly announced. For this to occur, investors must act on inside information, which is illegal. For example, if an individual buys the stock on the event and still does not make an above normal return, the market is said to be strong form efficient. Weak form efficiency states that the historical price information cannot be used to achieve excess returns, while strong form efficiency states that the prices are a reflection of all information, public or private. VL. 4. 2.4 Implications of market efficiency. There are several implications associated with market efficiency. The efficient market hypothesis theory states that the market is efficient with respect to certain particular information if the information is not useful in earning a positive excess return. Firstly, even if all markets are efficient, then asset allocation remains a key element as it strongly influences an investor's overall risk return, Jordan et al. 2012. 13. Secondly, if markets are efficient, then security selection becomes less important as to whether overvalued or undervalued. In fact, if markets are efficient, it would be a good idea to buy a large number of stocks with reduced costs whilst maintaining a passive diversified investment portfolio. Thirdly, if markets are efficient, then little role exists for professional money managers, full-service brokers and purchasing mutual funds. Shares would be costless, that is no load fees, Jordan et al., 2012. So had him. The EMH also had implications for the setting of accounting standards. No longer did such standards have to specifically protect the naive investors. Sophisticated analysts and investors, who ensure that prices correctly and instantaneously reflect available information, protect the naive investors. Any trading by such investors is made at fair prices, White Act. SJT. Al. 2012. Another implication is that if markets are efficient, then there is no need to time the market. Market timing involves moving money in and out of the market, based on your expectations of future market trend. By trying to time the market on average may lead to underperforming the market. Lastly, historically most of the gains earned in the stock market have tended to occur over relatively short periods of time, Jordan et al., 2012. One implication of an efficient market is that no abnormal returns can be made from this information because current prices already reflect the information, Adelligan, 2009. A study by Jgedish and Tidman, 2012, found that a similar pattern of returns is exhibited around the earnings announcements of past winners and losers. Significant positive returns. 14. Over a 3 to 12 month holding period are generated by buying stocks that are doing well and sell the ones performing poorly. Using the event study methodology, Sponholds, 2005, examined the kind of information contained in annual earnings announcements in the Danish stock market. Sponholds found out that there were significant abnormal price reactions surrounding the announcements period. Contrary to the EMA, the abnormal price reactions persist several days after the announcement, commonly known as post-earnings announcement drift, PET. 2.5 post-earnings announcements drift. The post-earnings announcement drift, PED, was first documented by Ball and Brown, 1968, and defined it as the tendency for stock prices to continue to move in the direction of the earnings surprise up to a year even after the earnings announcement. That is, if a firm's the tendency for to a year even a R fall below the mark V above, below, nor a announced earnings exceed, or fall below W, the market expectation, the subsequent abnormal returns to its stocks are usually above, below, normal returns for months. The EMH holds that stock prices adjust instantaneously to new information. Empirical evidence, however, suggests that price changes persist for some time after the initial announcement, Waite et al. 2012. Degrees. This predictability of stock returns after earnings announcements has attracted extensive researches from Bernard and Thomas, 1989, Levnat and Mendenhall, 2006, and Ball, Sedka and Sedka, 2009. They also concluded that the drift is significantly larger when using the analysts' forecasts, and that those investors who view the drift as a violation of market efficiency and hope to exploit it should also use the earnings surprise signal, or combination of signals that maximize the drift. Credi and Guron, 2010, found that the market returns 15 continue to persist for some time beyond the announcement period, leaving room for profitable trading activities. This finding is consistent with the post-earnings announcement drift, PED, phenomenon, which relates to the tendency for stock prices to continually drift after the earnings announcements. Another study by Liu, Skerritt, Strong and Walker, 1996, examine whether there is presence OA of PED on the London Stock Exchange. Overall, they found evidence of significant drift for the earnings announcement for small firms but not for the announcement of large firms. 2.6 abnormal returns following earnings announcement. Srinivasan, 2002, documents the existence of extremely large positive abnormal returns on X-bonus and X-rights dates for equity in Indian capital market. He argues the tax regime can motivate trading strategies around the X-dates. He concludes that the tax regime can lead to significant positive abnormal performance, if long-term investors are the equilibrium price-determining investors. Adeem, 2003, conducted a study to establish the effect of divided announcements on shareholders' value using Dhaka Stock Exchange, DSE, as a case study. This empirical study was based on 137 samples of dividend-paying companies listed on the DSE. These are companies that announced dividends between October 2002 and September 2002. He chose this period following immediately after the change of political power in Bangladesh to avoid high market volatility. The choice of companies that were included in the sample depended on the sector to which they belonged and the overall included stocks from all sectors. From each sector, Adeem selected 10 to 20 stocks except in paper, jute and the services sectors. 16. The event study methodology was used to calculate the security return, expected return, market-adjusted abnormal return and the daily cumulative abnormal return. The research also used the DSE All Share Price Index as the proxy for average market price. The event window was identified as minus 30 through day plus 30. To study the impact of dividend announcement on firm value, Adeem, 2003, used two measures. Deviation of abnormal returns of the portfolio at 137 dividend-paying stocks. The T statistic suggested in Brown and Warner, 1980, was applied to test the significance of the cumulative abnormal returns. Market-adjusted abnormal return, MA, and cumulative abnormal return, CA. The individual stocks valued due to the dividend announcement. As the percentile MGE in market index, average market price, is deducted. The remainder gives the in of the value change, which is specific to that particular stock resulting from I. Cement. Adeem, 2003, used a 61-day window period, ST. Data plus 30-day relative to the dividend announcement day, 0 day. He also it test to determine the Statistical significance of market-adjusted average abnormal return of dividend-paying stocks. Over the event window, the t-statistics were calculated cross-sectionals. The standard. Based on those 137 DSE-listed companies declaring dividends during October 2001 and September 2002, Ardeen found that investors do not benefit from a dividend announcement. 17. Over the period starting from 30 days prior to the dividend announcement, investors lost up to 19.52% of their stock value. The CAR curve had a hump's hope, indicating the persistence of abnormal returns even though they were insignificant. The results therefore supported the Miller and Medaglioni 1961 hypothesis of dividend announcement irrelevancy in determining stock value. Nall et al. 2003 applied cumulative average residual error care methodology to examine. O.A. Lell 2003 EPIC. The New York Stock Exchange's reaction to stock splits and found evidence in support of the proposition that the New York Stock Exchange was semi-strong efficient. Eikenberry et al. 2002 repeated this study with United Kingdom data on scrip issues and arrived at a similar conclusion. Using the methodology of Fame et al. 1969, Laffram et al. 2000 developed an abnormal performance index (API) methodology and examined the market reaction to earnings announcements. They divided their sample into those firms which announced earnings above expectations and those which among said earnings below expectations. Their conclusion supported semi-strong form of efficiency of the market. In the Indian environment, Katter et al. 2000 studied the behavior of stock prices around half-yearly financial announcements. His study documented that the abnormal returns were not only statistically but also economically significant. The findings suggest that the earnings information is not assimilated rapidly. In his further study, Katter et al. 2001 found in an examination of the stock price reaction in relation to the earnings that abnormal returns occur both in the pre- and post-announcement periods. Thus both his studies document that Indian markets are far from being efficient. 18. 2.7 Evidence of overreaction and underreaction to earnings announcement in stock markets. Baker and Wergler, 2002, found a tendency for price to show positive at a correlation over short time periods and negative at a correlation over longer time periods. Femmer and French, 1988, regressed the returns for shares over a set length period against the returns over a prior period of equal length, using monthly nominal return data. They studied both equal-weighted and value-weighted indexes and also compared portfolios based on size of the firms. They generally found negative serial correlation. This implies that share prices are made up of both transitory and permanent components. Percent. Sedgwick and Silverpool, 2001, first presented evidence of a negative relationship between the P/E ratios of U.S. shares and their subsequent investment performance over the period 1990-2005, even when adjustments were made for risk, proxies by the firm's betas. Olajid and Panagiotidis, 2009, used cumulative relative returns over a five-year period to rank shares and then used these rankings to compose portfolios of winners and losers. They presented evidence of long-run mean reversion of returns for these portfolios in U.S. data for the period 1982-1992 and linked it to biases in investors' decision-making behavior. A number of explanations have been offered for the loser firm phenomena. Losers test smaller than average and small firms earn abnormally high returns. Ken, 2001, reviews U.S. shares and finds that all of the relative over/underperformance can be explained by the firm's relative size, but not their risk as measured by their betas. He interprets this to be evidence of the small firm effect, not the overreaction hypothesis. The 19. Pattern of serial correlation was examined for abnormal risk-adjusted returns as opposed to total returns on stock market indices. They argued that unless a firm dynamically adjusts its debt/equity ratio, consistently negative share price returns will both raise the equity cost of capital and increase its leverage. As risk is a linear function of leverage, the higher returns observed are normal. Copra, et al., 1992, controlled for risk by grouping companies listed on the Australian Securities Exchange into similar risk classes and then estimated the betas. Large differences between portfolio formation and test betas were found, confirming the results of the Ball and Cow 3, 1989, study. LaPorta, et al., 1997, find evidence that the superior returns of New York Stock Exchange value shares are due to earnings surprises, investor overreaction to previous earning trends, which are significantly more positive for value shares, even when controlling for firm size. Ica significant. Er. Degreasy. Daniel and Tittman, 1999, did a related study examining the book-to-market values of companies listed on the Shanghai Stock Exchange and the relationship to mean reversion. A. They found that high book-to-market portfolios outperformed the low book-to-market portfolios. Whilst book-to-market values and P/E ratios are linked RTAI on extent, evidence of mean reversion on the one will not necessary implies mean reversion on the other, as the portfolios will not be exactly matched. Grope, 2004, examines the existence of mean reversion by using a panel data, industry-specific approach for multiple U.S. stock exchanges and finds that there is evidence that it 20 does exist, even on a risk-adjusted basis. The bulk of the studies reviewed above are based on the U.S. experience, but the results found are supported for other markets. Na, Hamau and Leonishuk, 1991, using data from 1971 to 1988 on the Japanese stock market, find evidence of mean reversion. Power and Lenny, 1993, repeated the study on the London Stock Exchange and found similar results. Boyman, et al., 1999, find evidence of overreaction in 20 established stock markets using data for the period 1986 to 1996. Ocha and Nat, 2003, show that the Hong Kong stock market does overreact and that the overreaction is more pronounced for winners than losers. Kushao and Huang, 2005, consider the application of Ephemer and French, 1992, three-factor model to the Japanese and New X York stock exchanges and find that overreaction effects still exist even when the book-to-market and size are controlled for. Placeo and Knight, 1986, compare the average cumulative weekly returns to winner and loser portfolios over a period of a year after the O portfolio formation date. These returns are drawn from sample of 35 shares for the period. Then, 1973 to 1980. They ranked their shares on their relative market to book ratios and all shares. L. Inner/K. Portfolios. Trading at a premium/discount were placed into winner/loser portfolios. They find that while L. the loser portfolios did not exhibit abnormal returns relative to the returns of the RDM 100 index of industrial shares, the winner portfolios did exhibit significant abnormal losses. Page and Way, 1992, examined the returns for 204 shares traded for the period 1974 to 1989 using monthly returns. They follow the approach of DeBond and Thaler, 1985, more closely and used cumulative historical returns to rank shares at the portfolio formation period. Two separate sets of portfolios were constructed. The first was comprised of non-overlapping 21. Page and Way, 1992. Portfolios of 2 years duration each, and the second of overlapping portfolios of 3 year duration. Two start dates per year were used, 1st of July and 1st of January, for each approach to account for timing issues. They concluded that there is clear evidence of investor overreaction on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, Page and Way, 1992, for the 36-month portfolios. The loser portfolios on average outperform the winner portfolios on a relative basis by almost 15%. A similar result is achieved for the 2-year non-overlapping portfolios I wave, I. 1TT. 2.8 existence of anticipated returns attributed to earnings announcement. A study done by Mishra, 2005, on 46 bonus issues, made between June 1988 and August 2004, on companies listed on the Nairobi Securities Exchange, found that in line with the developed markets, Indian capital market exhibited significant abnormal returns for a 5-day period prior to bonus annoy behavior of the average abnormal returns. AAR, and cumulative average abnormal returns, CAR, is found to be in accordance with the expectations, thereby lending support to the hypothesis that Indian stock market is semi-strong efficient. 4FC. Drew, et al. 2005 examined the behavior of stock price around bonus announcement date and ex-bonus date of 115 bonus issues made between January 1995 and March 1999 on the Shanghai Stock Exchange. The study establishes that stock prices rise before the announcement and fall after the announcement. The author is of the opinion that a profitable strategy could be evolved by buying shares cum bonus and selling them ex bonus. Nkarni and Sayarial, 1999, use the dividend expectation model and the market model to determine the effect of dividend announcements on stock price on securities listed on the 22. Egyptian stock market. To empirically examine the adjustment of common stock prices to quarterly dividend announcements, a measure of unexpected change in dividends was first derived. Justification for the naive expectation model was derived from the reluctance change dividend assertion, which states that managers do not change dividend payments unless they have reasons to expect a significant change in the future prospects of the firm. In order to 1GS, the study examined only those entered to the public on different dates. Information beyond that provided by corresponding quarterly earnings numbers. In addition, the results also supported the semi-strong efficient capital market hypothesis, that on average, the stock prices adjust in an efficient manner to new quarterly dividend information. The measurement of the performance was study attempted to kill issuers to beyond announcements convey use numbers. Cumulative abnormal R. To be spike-shaped meaning that CARs. This implies non-persistence of CAR, NCAR. Findings about the capital market reaction to dividend announcement studies therefore strongly supported the hypothesis that changes in quarterly cash dividends provide useful performance was done by use of the market model. This tells issuers to whether or not quarterly dividend beyond that provided by quarterly earnings to be significant and the CAR was found. Hen fell sharply in the event period. 23. 2.9 Existence of earnings surprises due to earnings announcement. Barkulaz, et al., 2000, examined the existence of different price reactions to the implementation of stock dividends and rights offerings in the Greek stock market. Since individual investors, who are attracted by lower relative prices, are not expected to be prompt in timing, excess returns persists over longer event windows and are accompanied by increasing trading volumes. Pelmrose, et al., 2004, investigated the relevance of signaling hypothesis by examining market reaction and operating performance around bonus issues for a large sample of 464 companies listed on the Istanbul Stock Exchange. Their study documents a cumulative abnormal return of 12.73% for an 11-day period surrounding bonus announcements. They also found that the abnormal returns are positively related to bonus ratio and negatively related to the size of the firm, which is consistent with the signaling hypothesis. Previous research on financial markets has found evidences for both overreaction and underreaction. One of the earliest evidences on overreaction is De Bont and Thaler, 1985, who attribute the reversal patterns found in long-term equity returns to investors' overreaction to unexpected and dramatic news events. More direct evidence for investors' overreaction is provided in Brooks et al. 2003, who study stock market reactions to 21 fully unanticipated events, firm-specific events such as the sudden death of shares on firms listed on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. By looking at minute-by-minute equity price data, Brooks et al. 2003, found that the initial price reaction to an unanticipated event tends to be, at least partially, reversed in 90 minutes after the event, suggesting that investors initially overreact to the event. 24. Crato, 1994, analyzes initial stock market response to 60 shock firm-specific corporate events, which include fatal industrial disasters and sudden CEO deaths. He finds that the price of the affected firms fall by an average of 3% within 2 or 3 trading hours, but that half of the price impact is reversed by the market close on the day of the event. Crato, 1994, interprets this observation as market overreaction, as risk-averse investors overreact to the uncertainty created by the shock. Another separate stream of literature has found the exact opposite phenomenon, that investors underreact to various new events, for example, share repurchase at the Dhaka Stock Exchange, Eikenberry et al. 1995, dividend initiation and emissions at the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, BHANA, 2007, stock split at the Dhaka Stock Exchange, Eikenberry et al. 1996. Nat 2003, collects a comprehensive database of firm-specific headlines to examine how the London Stock Exchange reacts to public news. By comparing two sets of stocks with or Goodrich News, Bayard, Nat 2% 1. Without headlines over a certain period, Nat 2 less than 303, FINDS price drift patterns only in the set of stocks which appears on the headline, which is consistent with the hypothesis that investors in general underreact to news. He also finds that underreaction to news seems stronger in lower priced, more illiquid stocks. Given the ample evidences on both underreaction and overreaction in the previous literature, some recent papers have attempted to reconcile the seemingly contradictory observations through models of investors' behavior that incorporate various behavioral biases. For instance, Daniel et al. 1998, modeled the behavior of market participants using overconfidence and biased self-attribution, resulting in overreaction to private signals and underreaction to 25. Public signals. N. and Steen, 1999, assume the existence of two classes of traders with different kinds of trading behavior to explain underreaction to news and overreaction to pure price movements. Bahis et al. 1998, model investor behavior using two heuristics. Conservatism, which states that investors do not put enough weight on new information in general and thus results in underreaction, and representativeness scrivening TVERSKY 1992, which results in overreaction to a series of good or bad news. None of the above studies, however, has fully specified the type of events that are likely to cause investors to overreact, and other types of it due to under 1. Events that will likely lead to underreaction. As stated by FAME, 1998, behavioral models face the daunting task of specifying biases in information processing that cause IME investors to underreact to some types of events and overreact to others. This criticism points to an important research gap that the researcher hopes to fill with the current study. QJ% at building upon the behavioral argument in Bayard et al. 1998, and the psychological literature on the role of surprise on judgment and decision, Marie researcher hypothesized that investors in general underreact to new events due to conservatism, while underreaction is reduced by surprise. Thus, while events that are somewhat expected or not very surprising led to underreaction, events that are very surprising are likely to result in overreaction instead. 26.2.10 Theoretical Literature Review. October 2, 2001 Cash Flow Signaling Hypothesis, CFSH. The pioneer of this theory was Calais, 1980, who developed a model on what signals is sent to market when there is an unexpected dividend announcement that leads to a cut in actual dividend. He argued that managers are reluctant to cut dividends as a necessary condition for dividends to convey information. Percent. This hypothesis contends that unexpected dividend announcement that suggest increases in dividends signals the fact that the firm's financial position is favorable and that it has good investment projects in its portfolio, and therefore is able to generate positive cash flows in the long term. This would lead to an increase in the stock prices of the firm. Similarly, investors view an unexpected announcement that led to a cut in dividends relative to the previous period level as an indictment of the firm as having bleak future. 4. According to Calais, 1980, this negative signal would lead to a fall of the firm's stock price. Consistent with Calais, 1980, hypothesis, Aharani and Sowery, 1980, found that announcing firms experience substantial abnormal returns at the time of their dividend announcement. According to them, the abnormal returns are larger in absolute value for dividend decreases, and this would lead to a market fall of the firm stock. October 2, 2002, the Coarse Dividend Signaling Theory, CDST. This theory was developed by Walther, 1994, who was interested in establishing the impact of a dividend announcement resulting from a cut in the dividend level. In his analysis, he predicted that dividends are more likely to have information when they are decreased than 27. When they are increased. According to him, if a company has been making losses in the past, an announcement resulting from a cut in dividend turns market sentiments against the holding of shares of such a firm, leading to a fall in the stock price of that firm. 2.11 Literature Critique. The primary intention to issue profit warning from the firms is they try to reduce the impact of the coming surprise earnings announcement by informing and preparing the investors community. Thus they attempt to lower the market reaction in the stock price and avoid large, if a stock price fluctuation. Profit warning gives information that firms' expected cash flow may change, thus investors revise their expectation of cash flow and consider the decision of buy or not the stock. Changes in cash flow and earnings to edge JJS in market valuation, stock price of firm. Moreover, it confirms indirect adverse signals in the market about the firm, as there was other performance-related information or tendency noted by market. Furthermore, it can indicate the general economic condition, signaling the unpleasant atmosphere in the economy. It can be great surprise if there were no such signals in the market. As it corrects the market expectation, it gives accurate information about earnings, as well as giving brief information about the reason for depressed earning. In an efficient market, all published and broad available information will be reflected in current prices completely without any bias. That means the previous available information will not affect the current return, because that information has already reflected in previous prices. In an efficient market, no one can earn a return above the equilibrium risk adjusted. 28. Return continually according to public available information. Investors barely can receive any clue about probably change tomorrow according to today's price change. The prices of the stock cannot be predicted, and it is impossible for investors to earn excess profit for a long period. If the market is efficient, the stock prices involve all relevant information completely, and therefore the stock returns are characterized by a random walk behavior or unpredictable. Hence, it is impossible for any trading rule strategy depended on the past series of returns to win a simple buy and hold strategy. There are significant implications between the validity of the random walk hypothesis and financial theories and investment strategies. When investors design their trading strategies, they need to consider the stock prices, followed a random walk or persistence in the short term and mean reversion in the long term. If the regulatory authorities find it is no useful for pricing mechanism to allocate the capital efficiently in the overall economy and the market is not efficient, they will change it. --\ To information about a forthcoming informational event, if the authors could detect. If the market is semi-strong efficient, it should not take a few months for share prices to react. Abnormal residuals, why couldn't investors have made the same discovery after only the first month or two and reap profits in the remainder? Apparently when the evidence is favorable, market efficiency is supported, but when the evidence is unfavorable, market efficiency is treated as part of the maintained hypothesis, insulated from falsification. It is possible that psychology can be applied into the financial market, because one of their main domains of the study is a judgmental process, which is same process as financial market. 29. Participants make every day. From this point of view, the risk-taking is not just the character. Previous learning experience of the similar risk-taking is more important in risk-taking decisions than the personality of investor. Therefore, no stocks will be mispriced and no companies will be overvalued or undervalued in this market. If a company is undervalued, all investors want to buy the company's stock at low prices and sell it at high prices. Then the stock price of the company will increase, because many investors flood to buy it till the price equals the real value of the company. Consequently, the information always is reflected in the stock price and no one can always earn abnormal returns. Based on the random walk, the stock prices are not predictable. However, this hypothesis is not tenable in practice, since there are assumptions regarding this hypothesis. For example, in the reality, it is impossible every investor knows all available information and the transaction costs in trading securities. 2.12 Development of alternate hypothesis. 1. High, abnormal return relating to profit warnings are significantly different from 0. 2. High, abnormal returns relating to profit warnings significantly display anticipated returns behavior. 3. High, abnormal returns relating to profit warnings significantly display earnings surprises. 30. 2.13 Research gap. Previous researches by Chambers and Penman, 1984, Penman, 1987, Kang and Tung, 2002, and Danilowski, Feng and Skinner, 2007, demonstrate that investors accrue positive returns during positive earnings announcement. Other research, Arger and Co-Kalman, 2008, shows that the market reacts positively to good earnings announcements. Past studies on event studies have failed to account for negative abnormal returns in the stock markets, which Ox is what this study seeks to fulfill. Percent. Past studies on events such as bonus issues, stock splits, mergers and acquisitions and management share dealings have been extensively researched on to investigate how the B. That studies market reaction to profit warning announcement on the NSE, which creates our gap that is the motivation behind 2.14 Chapter Summary. 9. This chapter dealt with the literature review part of the study with discussions of how the market reacts to various corporate announcements under their subsections. Existence of negative abnormal returns due to earnings announcement, existence of anticipated returns due to earnings announcement, existence of earnings surprises due to earnings announcement, and lastly the post-earnings announcement drift. The market reaction to earnings announcement forms the basis of the main objective of the research and sets out the tone for the rest of the chapters of the study. Methodology, presentation of the data and descriptive and the conclusions and recommendations of the study. 31. Chapter 3. Research methodology. 3.1 Research design. The standard event study methodology is employed in this study to determine how the NSE 5 CII 1, III 1 less than 111 1. A. This study was undertaken to achieve the following specific objectives. February 3, 2001, to investigate whether profit warnings generate negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. The event study methodology is employed to test for abnormal performance. The event of interest is the public announcement of earnings, and the event date is the first day on which such an announcement is made. This day is denoted AO, herein referred to as 2. The powerful, inefficient market hypothesis research and many researchers, Arger and Co-Kalman, 200. Lai, et al., 1996. Ajewski and Kotwa, 2001. Cox and Wojcik, 2002. Utilize the event study NR. EGI to determine how share prices react to new information. Releases in the market. Mushipzi and Ward, 2004, MP. Methodology is often used to determine whether there is a statistical difference. Stock returns and expected returns surrounding an event. The research design LDE was a census survey which entailed a complete enumeration of all the items UNI. 32. Impact on the security's daily closing price is measured over a period of 20 trading days prior to the announcement day, and 20 trading days after the announcement day, referred to as T-20, T+20, the event window. This study applied the event study methodology that was adopted by Darrell, 2010, which included the following procedures. The holding period arithmetic returns of the profit warning issue in companies and the corresponding NSE 20 share index for each day in this study period was computed as follows. Riley and Brown, 2009. Arithmetic returns, RIG, equals, PI, PO, slash PO. Where, PI equals today's closing stock price and PO equals yesterday's closing stock price. A regression analysis is carried out using the actual daily return of each company as the dependent variable and the corresponding NSE 20 share index daily return as the independent variable over the event period days, prior to the event period of 20 days, before and 20 days after the profit warning announcements. This is done with the objective of obtaining the intercept alpha and the standardized coefficient B versus in order to obtain the predicted or estimated returns for each day of the event period from day minus 20 to day plus 20, the risk-adjusted market model was employed. Estimated return equals alpha plus beta, RM, where RM is the return on the market given by NSE 20 share index and ER is the estimated return. The abnormal return, AR, or excess return was computed. 33. Abnormal return equals the actual return, R, estimated return, ER. Average abnormal returns, AAR, was calculated for each day from minus 20 to plus 20 by averaging the excess returns as follows. Average abnormal return, AAR, equals total abnormal return slash N, where N equals number of firms in sample. Fours. Cumulative average abnormal return, CAR, for the event period, day minus 20 to day plus 20, was computed as the sum of the AAR. Cumulative average abnormal return, CAR, equals pounds AAR. Is the NORMALR. X. Student t-test before event date and average abnormal return, AAR, significance from JZQ data collected on DOIL. Zero will be used to analyze data collated on daily stock prices. The method used for KERP calculating the expected returns is the Capital Asset Pricing Model, CAPM. February 3, 2002 Capital Asset Pricing Model. In this study, the method of calculating the required returns using the CAPM, with its emphasis on the single factor beta model, will be applied. Despite arguments against the model, many researchers still find it practical and reliable. Drew et al. 2005 argue that CAPM does not fully explain the cross-section of return, but up to 6 off-key securities return can be explained by their beta. Ingram and Margitis, 2010, provide empirical evidence showing that CAPM delivers an acceptable method of estimating the market, namely price risk of firms. It is therefore 34. Believe that enough evidence has been provided to support the use of CAPM. The most widely accepted form of CAPM is based on the following. E, R, JT equals RFT plus dollars J, RMT, RFT Brown and Warner, 1985. Where, SCOV, RJ, RMT. VAR, RMT. In this formulation, E, R, slash 7 equals the required return for security J on day T, RMT equals the market return, on day T, RFT equals risk-free rate in period T, 4L. KEV, RJ, RMT, equals is the covariance or correlation coefficient between the returns of an 3-co backslash individual stock and the returns on CV. VAR, RMT, equals is the variance of returns on the market, Brown and Warner, 1985. S equals is the relative risk of a specific security in relation to the risk of the market. Hitchner, 2006, reports that beta measures the volatility of the excess return on individual securities relative to the market as a whole. February 3, 2003, established the existence of anticipated returns attributed to profit warning announcement. To test the efficiency of the market in reacting to the announcement of an anticipated event, the key in the analysis is to establish whether there is a noticeable decline in return evidenced by decline in EAR curve, average abnormal return curve, and CAR curve, cumulative average abnormal return curve, days prior or before the event announcement date. The decline in return prior to the announcement will signify presence of anticipated return. 35. T-test significance of average abnormal return, AAR, before the event day will be performed to test whether AAR is significantly different, from zero. If significantly different, then the profit warning announcement event can be deemed to have been anticipated. February 3, 2004, identify the existence of earnings surprises due to profit warning announcement. The researcher primarily attempts to measure the surprise in the announced earnings number. This surprise is the difference between the realized earnings and an estimate of the investor's expectation of earnings, either from a time series model of earnings or from analyst forecasts. After standardizing this surprise by a measure of earnings uncertainty, this measure is typically referred to as standardized unexpected earnings, Sue Bernard and Thomas 1990. A. The standardized unexpected earnings for a firm will be constructed by dividing the Earning surprise by the standard variety of earning surprises su equals kissing e, kissing. RD deviation of earning. S number for firm I. Where kissing is the average of the actual earnings e, kissing, actual earnings number. Kick, standard deviation of earning surprises. SU analysis for both AAR and CAR will be performed to reveal statistical significance to test the efficiency of the market in reacting to the announcement of a negative earnings surprise. The key in the analysis is to establish the existence of a price drift in both AAR curve, average abnormal return curve, and CAR curve, cumulative average abnormal return curve. 36. If there is a visible drift in prices on the day of announcement or slightly after the day of announcement, this will signify earnings surprises, which implies that the information is not being incorporated instantaneously into prices, but does so in a lagged manner. T-test will be conducted on the particular day of the price drift to determine whether the returns are statistically significant. If statistically significant, then the event can be deemed to have appeared as a shock to the market. 3.3 Outline of the event study. The first step is to define the event of interest and identify the period over which the security asked in. There have been many advances in event study methodology over the years, but the core elements of a typical event study are usually the same. As Campbell, Lowe and McKinley, 1997, have presented, the event study analysis can be viewed as having seven steps. / End of interest on me. Prices of the firms involved in this event will be examined. That period is called the event window or event period. / The second step is to determine the selection criteria for the inclusion of a given firm in the study. At this stage, it is useful to summarize some characteristics of the data sample and note potential biases which may have been introduced through the sample selection. To appraise the event's impact, a measure of the abnormal return, AR, is required. The third step in the event study analysis is to define the normal returns and the ARS. The AR is the actual ex post return of the security over the event window minus the normal or expected return of the firm over the event window. The normal return is defined as the return that would be expected if the event did not take place. 37. Once a normal performance model has been selected, the parameters of the model must be estimated using a subset of the data known as the estimation window or estimation period. Usually the estimation window is the period prior to the event window, and usually the event window itself is not included in the estimation window to prevent the event from influencing the normal performance model parameter estimates. This step is the fourth step. The fifth step is the defining of that testing framework for the ARS. Important considerations are defining the null hypothesis and determining the techniques for aggregating the ARS of individual firms. The sixth step is the presentation of the empirical results. In addition to presenting empirical results, the presentation of diagnostics can be fruitful. The last step is interpretation and conclusions. As Campbell, Lowe and McKinley, 1997, conclude, the empirical results will ideally lead to insights about the mechanism by which the event affects security prices. 3.4 Definition of the event window. The event window indicates the number of days before and after the announcement date over which the abnormal returns is accumulated. An event window is typically denoted X plus Y, where X is the number of days before the announcement day and Y is the number of days after the announcement day, and where the announcement day is typically denoted as day 0. Bowman 1983, including days before the announcement, captures information leaks, whether from the press or internal users. Including days after the announcement captures the notion that it can take time for the information from the announcement to be received, understood, and acted on. Bowman 1983. 38. 3.5 Population and sample. The population of interest comprises listed companies that issued profit warnings on announcement for the period January 2000 to August 2013. There are currently 56 listed companies in the NSE and categorized into 11 sectors of the economy, including agricultural, automobile and accessories, banking, commercial and services, construction and allied, energy and petroleum, insurance, investment, manufacturing and allied, telecommunication and technology sectors, and most recently growth and enterprise market. Education and segment, GEMS. Era. I of the. During the study period 2000 to 2013, there were 56 listed companies that were actively traded being listed under the main investment market, MIM, while those affected by the problem of thin trading being listed under the alternative investment market, AIM, only was studied as listed in Appendix 2R/. A sample of 20 that had issued profit warning during the study period from year 2000 to 2013. B. Degrees Q percent B. 3.6 sampling method. C. A purposeful and judgmental sampling method was employed for the study. In order to be included in the target sample, the extracted sample of earnings announcement has to adhere to all the following criteria. 1. The shares of the announcing firm should have been listed on the Nairobi Securities Exchange and actively traded. 2. There should have been a public earnings announcement in the Nairobi Securities Exchange News Services. 39. 3. Daily share data must be available to meet the requirements of the empirical testing, which is 20 trading days prior to and 20 trading days after the official announcement date. 4. Companies with missing data are excluded from the sample. 5. No confounding event should have occurred in the 20-day event window. Firms that made multiple announcements during the 40-day event period are excluded from the sample. Other confounding announcements included the following: dividends, capital expenditure projects, litigations, share splits, management change, including dismissal or hiring of key members of the executive management team such as the CEO and CFO, restructuring, whether financial, operational or otherwise, director share dealings, mergers and acquisitions, and any information or events released in the event window that could potentially affect the share price of a target security. Feed the share price. RHS. E price data and bar. 3.7 data and data sources. The data used in this research is mainly share price data and market indexes. For the NSE, the data is sourced from their database and their official handbooks. The earnings announcement dates for the NSE firms were obtained from their database and a total of 16 earnings announcements collected. Firms with insufficient data were deleted from analysis. Where necessary, some data is also obtained from companies' annual reports, company websites and official business press releases. The sample period for this research is January 1, 2000 to August 31, 2013 and includes daily stock price data relating to 61 shares listed on the NSE and the corresponding market indexes. This sample period is considered sufficient for any profit warnings announcement effects to be detected and analyzed. The data required included 40. 1. The daily closing prices for all shares listed on the Nairobi Securities Exchange that announced earnings. 2. The closing price data for at least 150 trading days before the earnings announcement of interest in order to compute the company's beta. 3. Earning announcements, which were extracted from the Nairobi Securities Exchange News Services. The day on which companies published their earnings on NSE News. OW. Services constituted do. 4. Nairobi Securities Exchange announcements, which were reviewed to ascertain any confounding events which could have occurred within the event window, to ensure that the share price movement was due solely to the earnings announcement. Dunce. V. 3.8 Ethical considerations. An event study tests market efficiency. The researcher investigates whether the occurrence of NOISJMNER warning in OI connection between ethics and profitability. A certain event, in this case a profit warning announcement, creates an opportunity for economic profit. This study adds to the empirical evidence supporting a significant percent. This paper will not examine possible explanations for win or lose or reversals in the national stock market indices. There is evidence that loser portfolios are riskier than winner portfolios either in terms of standard deviations, covariance or other risk factors or performance in adverse economic states. The researcher will therefore not classify the target companies as either loser portfolios or winner portfolios, as this will create investor apathy when making decisions on which stocks to invest in and which not to invest in. 41. 3.9 Chapter Summary. This chapter dealt with the methodology parts of the study with discussions of the subsections under it: introduction, data and its sources, research design, construction of the returns accompanied with the empirical approach, The next chapter presents the results. / percent. / percent. Degrees are percent. 42. Chapter 4. Findings, data analysis, presentation and interpretation. 4.1 Introduction. This chapter presents data analysis, findings and discussions for all the three objectives in this study. 4.2 Statistical. NDEGWA, 2013, argues that stock returns are not normally distributed but follow Parisian or student E distributions occasionally. This was the reason why some tests of normality were 7 eggs done for the abnormal returns, and they revealed the results as per table 4.1 of skewness test. Leisure's result of -0.23524 and Kerbs's test result of -0.39828. It can further be observed that over the entire 40-day event window, the mean return was -2.84% and the median return was -2.77%. It can also be observed that the average returns were negatively skewed and the A4L distribution of the AAR was platyctic. Most of the returns in the event window were in the range of -2.982954% and -2.085798, which is also where the median lies. These results are shown in Table 4.1. 4.43. Table 4.1. Statistical measure of AAR. Statistical measure value. Skewness -0.23524. Mean -2.84%. Median -2.77%. Kerbs's -0.39828. Mode -2.982954, -2.085798. Observations. In NSE for the event window, a 40-day returns for each of the 40 event days we response to profit warning announcement. As can be seen, average abnormal. 4.3 Hypothesis testing. Appendix 1 presents the results of the stock price re event window. Significant at the 5% level of significance. Appendix 1 also presents the cumulative average abnormal return results for the entire 40-day event window. Interestingly, the results of only days T, -20, 0.70887, and T, -19, 1.30372, were not statistically significant. Day T, -18 was statistically significant at 10%, while days 1-17 was statistically significant at 5% confidence interval. T, -16 up to T plus 20 was statistically significant at 1% confidence interval. It can also be noted that the sample showed an average cumulative loss of 113.1089% during the entire event period. 44. March 4, 2001, to investigate whether profit warnings generate negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. Appendix 1 indicates that under market-adjusted model average abnormal returns, AS, are statistically significant at 5% level. The average abnormal returns were plotted on Figure 4.1, based on the average abnormal returns expressed in percentage against the event period days. From a general point of view, the results indicate that the abnormal returns were fluctuating mainly away from zero. During the event announcement date, the returns deviate furthest away from zero. All the rest of the MND days during the event period exhibited negative average abnormal returns away from zero. The AAR curve generally appears to be lowest just after the profit warning announcement date than during the event period, perhaps an indicator that the warning announcement was negative news, hence the low negative abnormal returns. However, when the announcement MND as the major head was made public, there was encouragement as the majority of the firms announced that they were still in a position to pay dividends, an indication that led to the rise in abnormal returns and adjustment after day zero and rise of abnormal return rates with its peak at days 3, 4 and 5 as displayed in Figure 4.1. Moreover, one of the reasons for negative abnormal returns incidents in the period just prior to the announcement day can be that firms have to inform the stock exchanges in advance about the agenda of the board meeting before the formal announcement of events such as profit warnings, dividend declaration, bonus issue, stock splits. Therefore, information about profit warning announcement is officially disclosed only after the formal board meeting, while information about the agenda of profit warning announcement comes to the market. 45. Prior to the meeting itself. This also triggers some speculative activity in the market during the period of board communicating its agenda to the stock exchanges and the time when they make formal communication about the profit warning announcement after the board meeting is over. This confirms to the fact that investors initially underreact due to information leakage. This tendency subsides around the announcement time and rebounds in the post-announcement period in form of over-expectation regarding corporate performance. The analysis see. In what there are negative abnormal returns. This implies that stock prices tend to perform negatively before the profit warning announcements. The null hypothesis H01, the average abnormal return, AAR, relating to profit warnings figure 4.1. Stock performance reaction to profit warning announcement in NSE, AAR. R/RKS. Curve. Minus 1. Minus 2. Minus 3. Minus 4. Minus 5. Minus 6. Day 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 minus 9, minus 1, minus 1 fee minus 1, minus 1, 1.1, fee, 0.1, 1 fee 1 L 1, 11, 1 fee. / verif. / Serizal. 46. The figure 4.1 shows negative abnormal returns are generated prior to profit warning announcement day as well as after the profit warning announcements. Following the results of market-adjusted model, it can be concluded that profit warning announcements do cause negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. The findings can be validated on account of statistical significance of as markets deemed to be efficient would be one where all information contained in the shock is incorporated immediately in equity prices and no return reversal is observed on the day following the particular event. Percent. March 4, 2002 established the existence of anticipated returns attributed to profit warning. 4. Announcement. Graphically, the results of cumulative average abnormal returns are shown in figure 4.2. Of Mulative Z. Revealed that there was decreased market activity in the form of decreasing CAR. Before the warning. A. Percent. The decline in return prior to the announcement signifies presence of anticipated return. T-test significance of AAR before the event day as presented in Table 4.3 reveals that AAR is significantly different, negative, from zero. This implies that the profit warning event significantly from day minus 20 before the warning announcement date, which decreased throughout the entire event period. Profit deemed to have been anticipated. Table 4.2. Statistical significance of anticipated returns. Event days AAR AART statistics, 2 tailed. Day, minus 5, minus 2.93252403, minus 0.59813. 47. Day, minus 4, minus 2.982954, minus 0.62224. Day, minus 3, minus 3.0657311, minus 0.61674. Day, minus 2, minus 2.215427, minus 0.49123. Day, minus 1, minus 3.7663197, minus 0.89929. Day O minus 4.0285854, minus 0.83449. Day 1 minus 4.919476 minus 0.59354. Day 2, minus 3.115332, 8, minus 0.58611. Day 3, minus 0.33725. Day 4, minus 1.266518, 5, tar minus 0.36404. Day 5, minus 1.529347, minus 0.30355. Key. Denote statistical significance of the 5% levels, 2 tally. Figure 4.2. Stock performer, car, curve. Ed test. Profit warning announcement in NSE. Car. 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 1 20 minus 18 minus 16 minus 1. K minus 10 minus 8 minus 6 minus 4 minus 2. 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. Car. Figure 4.2. The decline in return prior to the announcement signifies presence of anticipated return. Graphically, the results of cumulative average abnormal returns are shown in Figure 4.2. 48. Revealed that there was decreased market activity in the form of decreasing car significantly from day minus 20 before the warning announcement date, which decreased throughout the entire event period. Consequently, the null hypothesis H02 average abnormal return relating to profit warnings announcement do not significantly display anticipated returns behavior is rejected. March 4, 2003 identified the existence of earnings surprises due to profit warning announcement. The researcher primarily attempts to measure the surprise in the announced earnings number, the differer. After standardizing this surprise by a measure of earnings uncertainty, this measure is typically referred to as PETED earnings, Sue Bernard and Thomas. The standardized unexpected earnings, SUE, for a firm in a given quarter is constructed by dividing the earnings surprise by the standard deviation of earnings surprises. This surprise is the difference between the realized earnings and an estimate of the investor's expectation of earnings, either from a time series model of earnings or from analyst forecasts. SUE equals KISIC E, KISIC, where KISIC is the average of the actual earnings number for firm I. E, KISIC, actual earnings number. KIC, standard deviation of earnings surprises. 49. Table 4.3. SUE data t-test statistics. CAR. T-test statistics 2-tailed. Day 1. 1.75705106. Day 1. 64.59. 1.66348045. 0.25947035473044. Day 2. 0.47861727. Day 2. 67.7053. 0.40748303. 0.0393915042208142. Day 3. 1.36883. Day 3. 69.0742. 0.14438215. 0.08007448604760273. Day 4. 1.26652. Day 4. 70.3407. 0.65499986. Day 5. 1.52935. 0.64522. 71.87. 1.271581436. Average. -2.439901. Reg. 68.71603448. Percent. STD. Dev. 1.41121547. 2.48036568. Key. And. Denote statistical significance at the 10%, 5% and 1% levels, two-tailed test, respectively for the 5-day event per DLTFT. Table 4.3 presents the post-announcement average abnormal stock returns and the cumulative average abnormal returns data over 5 days sorted for SU. SU is the earnings surprise measure computed as the seasonally average of the actual earnings scaled by the standard deviation of the actual earnings. SU analysis reveals statistical significance at the 5% and 1% levels. The price drift on the second day of profit warning announcement as presented in Figure 3 signifies existence of 50. Earnings surprises. This drift constitutes a violation of efficient market hypothesis, whereby if the market is deemed efficient, all information contained in the shock should be incorporated in equity prices in a quick and unbiased manner. T-test results presented in Table 4.3 on the second day of profit warning announcement in particular revealed that car T-test results were significant at those 1% level of significance. This led to the rejection of the null hypothesis H03 average abnormal return relating to profit warning announcement do not significantly display earnings surprises. Results of T-test. The results of T-test of average abnorm. A. Returns, CAR, revealing Table 4.4. Since the p-value D of the average abnormal returns argued earlier in the section. Table 4.4. One sample student t-test result. A returns, AAR, and cumulative average abnormal 00 at 95% confidence interval. This is displayed significance, it follows that null hypothesis cohort 0 should be rejected, at Y. NSB. Attishtant A. Statistically equa. OJB. LAR. One sample t-test average abnormal returns. Test value equals 0.1. TDF sig. 2, tailed, mean difference 95% confidence interval of t-difference. Lower upper. AAR 8.501 40.000.2 9 3 5 3.1 9 0 3.4 0 0 8. CAR 12.119 40.000.632.611.689. 51. 4.5 Chapter summary. This chapter dealt with the presentation of data and descriptive statistics with discussions of the subsections under it. Data and descriptive statistics, performance of NSE firms issuing profit warning announcement subsequent to earnings announcement day and the firm's performance after the earnings announcement day. The next chapter presents discussion of the results, concludes and provides recommendations of the study. Percent. Backslash. 52. Chapter 5 Discussion, Conclusions and Recommendations. 5.1 Introduction. This chapter discusses the results and provides conclusion and recommendations of the study. Section 5.2 presents and discusses the results of the study in accordance with the objectives. I5-2C, of the study. Section 5.3 provides the conclusions of the study in accordance with objectives of the study and the implications and recommendations are contained in Section 5.4. Section 5.5 provides suggestions for further research. 5.2 Discussion. Percent. Normality test results as per Table 4.3 revealed skewness test result of -0.23524 and Kurtzis. Be observed that. F. Test result of -0.39828. It can further be observed that over the entire 40-day event window, the mean return was -2.84% and the median return was percent. It can also be observed that the average returns were negatively skewed and the distribution by the AAR was platictic. Most of the returns in the event window were in the range of -2.982950.4% and -2.085798.5%, which is also where the median lies, which all indicated that the abnormal returns data is fairly normally distributed and subsequently the t-test, parametric test is relevant to the research. According to Muglender and Muglender, 2003, normality of distribution also suggests that sample test results can be inferred to the population. This study was undertaken to achieve the following specific objectives. 53. 1. To investigate whether profit warnings generate negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. 2. Establish the existence of anticipated returns attributed to profit warning announcement. 3. Identify the existence of earnings surprises due to profit warning announcement. February 5, 2001. To investigate whether profit warnings generate negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. To achieve the above mentioned, it was assumed that the cumulative abnormal returns arising 101 from profit warning announcement are significantly different from zero. This is because new information contained in profit warning announcements is quickly reflected in the share price percent, thus allowing for statistically significant abnormal returns to be generated on the basis of trading on the month of NR percent COIL IS IT adjustment of STECL. The study finds evidence of inefficient adjustment of stock prices to information contained in profit warning announcement for the sample of firms in the study as prices continued to drift days after the announcement date. The study also intended to contribute to the vast literature on market reaction to earnings announcements by the Nairobi Securities Exchange. This was to test on the market efficiency of the securities exchanges with results showing that NSE is inefficient in terms of new information releases to the market. It is evident from the graphical representation NSE underreacted after the profit warning announcements. There was post-earnings announcement drift observed after the announcement. This suggests that the stock market did not respond adequately to information inflow. 54. Overall, the results from the study suggests that stock prices changes in the NSE securities exchange with respect to profit warning announcements are not random but follow a pattern which makes it possible for negative abnormal returns to be gained by trading only on the month of profit warning announcement for NSE as it observed significant and negative abnormal returns. This is in line with the cash flow signaling hypothesis that investors view an unexpected announcement that led to a cut in dividends relative to the previous period level as an indictment of the firm as having bleak future. According to Calais, 1980, this negative signal would lead to a fall as the firm's stock price. Consistent with Calais, 1980, hypothesis, Aharani and Sowery, 1980, found that announcing firms experience substantial abnormal returns at the time of their dividend announcement. According to them, the abnormal returns are larger in absolute value for dividend decreases, and this would lead to a market fall as the firm's stock. 4. February 5, 2002 established the existence of anticipated returns attributed to profit warning. 2. Announcement. A. The researchers studied profit warning announcements, conditioning on whether the timing of the announcement is anticipated. By anticipated, means that the timing of the profit warning announcement is predictable in advance. The researcher found out that liquidity deteriorates before and after anticipated announcements. The study identifies both timing and content effects, and the results generally imply that news announcements reduce information asymmetry. An implication of 55. The analysis is that market reactions around profit warning announcements events differ depending on whether a profit warning announcement timing is known in advance. The decline in return as evidenced by the fall of the car curve from date -20 up to day 0 in figure 4.2 imply that the period before the profit warning announcement date was an indicator of anticipated profit warning announcement news by investors. Past studies draw a direct relationship between positive and negative news events and the sign of the abnormal returns whether positive or negative, NDEGWA 2013. 4. Before the anticipated event, there is evidence consistent with the existence of informed trading that is recognized and addressed by the market maker. A result worth highlighting is the finding that information processing in financial markets is affected by whether the timing of a news release is known in advance. After the anticipated announcement, there is a significant decrease in the number of trades, Q%. Lead to receive one. An indicator that the investors appeared to receive the profit warning announcement. Information is an eye-opener to minimize investing in the companies for fear of future loss. E-signaling hypothesis. From their investment, which is consistent with the signaling hypothesis, Copeland, 2005. Even though that total spread does not change, the adverse selection component decreases in anticipation of upcoming earnings announcements, and decreases even further after the announcement. This is in line with the coarse dividend signaling theory, which proposes that dividends are more likely to have information when they are decreased than when they are increased. According to the coarse dividend signaling theory, if a company has been making losses in 56, the past, an announcement resulting from a cut in dividend turns market sentiments against the holding of shares of such a firm, leading to a fall in the stock price of that firm. The mean event reaction to anticipated profit warning announcement is statistically significantly different from zero. This reaction is consistent with this event being anticipated by the market. February 5, 2003, identified the existence of earnings surprises due to profit warning announcement. The figure 4.2 shows that the cumulative abnormal returns show declining trend during the read. This entire event period. This shows that profit warning announcements do contain signaling effects. The price drift end day 2 of announcement, day 2, signifies earnings surprises, which indicate that new information is not instantaneously incorporated into stock prices, but prices incorporate that information in a lagged manner. This drift constitutes a violation of stock market efficiency. Post-announcement drift is broadly consistent with investor underreaction, and in particular, insistent with investor OCS. Slowly to public enre. Said by predictable CL. Behavioral models in which investors react slowly to public announcements. Investors ignore this at a correlation pattern and are therefore surprised by predictable changes in earnings. Type 2. Bernard and Thomas, 1990, argue that post-announcement drift is tied to the at a correlation of earnings. Thus, differences in the time series properties of firm and aggregate earnings could lead to differences in price behavior. If investors underweight earnings persistence, as suggested by behavioral theories, then the greater persistence of aggregate earnings should lead to greater underreaction. Alternatively, the evidence suggests that firm-level earnings contain a transitory component which gets diversified away at the market level. If investors 57 believe that aggregate earnings are a more reliable signal of value, this could lead to less underreaction. The earnings anomaly is stronger for small firms, which tend to have higher trading costs. Thus, one explanation for post-announcement drift is that some investors are rational, but arbitrage is limited due to trading costs. This suggests that any difference between arbitrage costs for firms versus the aggregate market might lead to differences in price behavior. Under reaction to aggregate earnings would be risky to exploit levered or short positions in the holding. DT, CA. Market necessitate holding systematic risk, while trading strategies based on firm-level earnings generally do not, na, ETEL, 1996. This difference would tend to accentuate post-announcement drift in na, Y. Announcement day increased, which indicated the earnings surprise phenomenon when the announcement was shortly after the profit warning announcement day 3 up to day 5, the AAR curve in figure 4.1. GS surprise phenomenon. Made public, however, there was encouragement as the majority of the firms announced that they were still in a position to pay dividends, an indication that led to the rise in abnormal returns and adjustment after day 0 and rise of abnormal return rates with its peak at days 3, 4 and 5 as displayed in figure 4.1, hence the minimal market correction. 58. 5.3 Conclusion. March 5, 2001, to investigate whether profit warnings generate negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. It has been proved in this study that the null hypothesis is invalid. Therefore, in line with the findings, the null hypothesis is rejected in favor of the alternate hypothesis. Empirical evidence demonstrates that there is substantial negative share price reaction to profit warning. OA. Announcement on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. It was also observed that 40-day event period led to significant cumulative loss of 113.1089%. As defined by FEMA 1970, a market is said to be efficient if the share price is fully earned. Is that no abnormal returns can be gained by trading on this information because current prices already reflect the information, Adeligan, 2009. K. The results show that the average abnormal returns and cumulative average abnormal returns for Nairobi Securities Exchange are negative and significant. The significant CARs suggest that earnings announcement provide valuable information which the market uses to adjust share prices. The findings of inefficiency of the NSE from observing the significant and negative returns on the period prior and after announcement and thereafter post-earnings announcement drift may be attributed to lack of massive capital investments and lack of an attempt to bring this market to being internationally competitive and create modern electronic infrastructure for 59. Trading. The results are in line also with the study by Sponholds, 2005, of the Danish stock market, with evidence suggesting that there are significant abnormal price reactions surrounding the announcement date. The results suggest that the share price reactions to profit warning announcements are systematic and are inconsistent with the efficient market hypothesis, EMA, as they are. Continual observations of significant abnormal returns thereafter. Negative abnormal returns are generated prior to profit warning announcement day as well as after the profit warning announcements. / Following the results of market adjusted model, it can be concluded that profit warning announcements do cause negative abnormal returns in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. The findings can be validated on ECOATETISTICALA significance of AT. The study concludes. TS Tetis J. Jigamtika. Announcement Rasehi. That, it was proved that profit warning announcement result in negative share price reaction, and subsequently, share market erosion. W. 60. March 5, 2002 established the existence of anticipated returns attributed to profit warning announcement. One thing that influenced stock returns is the leakages of information, which occurs when information regarding profit warning announcements is known to a small group of investors before the same is officially announced. In such a case, the stock price might start to decrease in case of a bad news announcement days before the official announcement date, implying that the upcoming event of a profit warning announcement is anticipated by the market. Any abnormal return on the announcement date is then a poor indicator of the total impact of the MROMAUON release. / The cumulative abnormal returns thus capture the firm-specific stock movement for an entire period when the market might be responding to new information. A higher negative incidence of cumulative abnormal returns in post-event period reflects over-expectation and null returns in post-event P04I. New information disclosure. Irrational reaction to the new information disclosure concerning profit warning. Announcement. QJ%. At. Graphically, the results of cumulative average abnormal returns are shown in Figure 2 revealed. That there was decreased market activity in the form of decreasing about AR significantly from day minus 20 before the warning announcement date, which decreased throughout the entire event period. The continued decreasing CAR after the profit warning announcement date in Figure 4.2 indicated that the investors appeared to receive the profit warning announcement information. 61. As an eye-opener to minimize investing in the companies for fear of future loss from their investment, which is consistent with the signaling hypothesis, Copeland, 2005. In this study, the researcher investigates the effects on information processing when news is publicly released. The theoretical predictions regarding information processing are conditioned on whether the timing of the news release is known ex ante. Liquidity and volume decreases before the event and price volatility decline after the announcement. This reaction is consistent with a transition period during which information is impounded into prices and portfolios are balanced. After the transition period, market conditions return to normal, which is generally consistent with the traditional asymmetric A. Information models. The study has indicated that the information content of profit warning announcements is C/. Quite anticipated. No price recovery was observed in this study. It can therefore be argued that market efficiency, at least in its strong form, is not observed in the Nairobi Securities Exchange. The Nairobi Securities Exchange thus shows the weak form of market efficiency, and stock prices tend to drift downward after the negative earnings announcement. And now, March 5, 2003 identified the existence of earnings surprises due to profit warning announcement. The results show that an earnings surprise is significantly correlated with a decrease in volatility in the trading period immediately following the earnings announcement, and there is bias indicating which directions prices will go. With surprise, the announcement tends to be followed by this decrease in volatility. The findings suggest the importance of earnings on equity price valuation. 62. SWOT analysis reveals statistical significance at the 5% and 1% levels. The price drift on the 2NDDAY profit warning announcement as presented in figure 4.2 signifies existence of earnings surprises. This is an indication of investors' apparent inability to fully process the time series properties of earnings, which is a plausible explanation for the drift. That is, investors fail to fully recognize the serial correlation in quarterly earnings shocks, and, as such, systematically misestimate future expected earnings. Consequently, when subsequent quarterly earnings are announced, stock prices respond to a component of the earnings that is a surprise, even though it should have been predictable based on the past time series of earnings. This drift constitutes a violation of efficient market hypothesis, whereby is made efficient all information contained in the shock should be incorporated in equity prices in a quick and unbiased manner. T-test results presented in Table 4.2 on the second day of profit warning announcement in faults were significant at T-FT-RV. Nsmen drift I. Particular revealed that car T-test results were significant at the 1% level of significance. VL7F. The results also show there was post-earnings announcement drift observed in NSE, therefore, A. The market was not able to adjust instantaneously without biased earnings announcements by sample firms in the study, thereby implying that profitable trading opportunities created by post-earnings announcement drift can be exploited, which contradicts with EMH. There is also an anomaly regarding the semi-strong form efficiency status of the Nairobi Securities Exchange, and it is possible for investors to exploit this anomaly by avoiding stocks that have negative earnings surprise due to the momentum that is expected. These study findings coincide with those of Lenny et al. 1996, Lutlishi, 2008, Larkel, 2008, and 63. Ajewski and Kotwa, 2001, in the earnings announcement of bad news gave rise to negative share price reaction. 5.4 implications and recommendations. There are several recommendations that can be drawn from this study. The main aim of the EMH concerns with whether stock prices fully reflect all available information in the market. This research examined the behavior of stock prices on the NSE so as to determine the nature of stock market reaction to firms' profit warning announcements. The conventional T-statistic JA test was applied to the closing daily price series of selected stocks for the NSE securities. It January 2nd. Percent suggests that there variable exchange over the period January 2000 to August 2013 for the purpose of determining how the stock markets react. I. This study said it there is a weak form of capital market efficiency at MAD TMERE is I. supported by the significant negative abnormal returns after the announcements. KR/. The findings are useful to researchers, practitioners and investors with an interest in the strategic decision-making of firms listed on the NSE. It is observed that once returns are on a downslide, they do not seem to recover quickly, and invested capital can be eroded. It is recommended that the study be conducted again with an extended event period and that other asset pricing models also be applied. The researcher recommends that firms that operating or considering operating in the Nairobi Securities Exchange to be aware that a profit warning has a significant impact on the stock returns in this capital market, especially during the period prior to and after the actual announcement. The study finds evidence of inefficient adjustment of stock prices to information contained in profit warning. 64. announcement for the sample of firms in the study as prices continued to drift days after the announcement date. The researcher recommends that the regulatory authorities should intensify efforts to ensure compliance to insider trading laws by market participants. The authorities need to strengthen their capacity to effectively monitor activities in the market and to effectively deal with offenders. The researcher found out that it deteriorates before and after anticipated announcements. The study identifies both timing and content effects, and the results generally imply that news announcements reduce information asymmetry. Before the anticipated event, there is evidence consistent with the existence of informed trading that is recognized and addressed by the market maker. A result worth highlighting is the finding that information processing in financial markets is affected by whether the timing of a news release. If large institutional and foreign should be attracted and encouraged to participate on the Nairobi Securities Exchange, which has a small number of listed companies. This will improve the overall liquidity position of this market under study. This is in comparison with other emerging stock markets in Africa such as the Johannesburg Securities Exchange. 65. 5.5 Suggestion for further research. There is also need for a thorough research on the effect of profit warning announcement on firm value to be conducted on a sector-by-sector basis. The firms need to be drawn from the five sectors, agriculture, commercial and services, finance and investment and industrial and allied sectors from the main investment market segment and alternative sector from the alternative investment market segment. This sampled from a population of all the listed companies on e-exchange will provide not only a well-representative sample, a stable period of analysis, but also a clear picture on the relationship between profit warning announcements on FINVA. Look on a sector-by-sector basis, looking at the various market phases. The firms selected one from each sector will be based on the availability of the information on the variables to be examined, which is profit warning announcements and stock price. This will help uncover a profit warning announcement on firm value on a sector-by-sector basis and what this implies on the efficiency of the NSE. 66. References. How much new information is there in earnings? Journal. /loss, 2000. Long memory in the Greek stock back /CS10, 177-184. Kit earnings and asset prices. Journal of. And Capital Structure, Journal of. Adeligan, O.J. 2009. Price Reactions to Dividend Announcements on the Nigerian Stock Market, N0RPI 88. African Economic Research Consortium. Arga, M., and Co. Kerman. 2008. Efficient Market Hypothesis and Emerging Capital Markets. Empirical Evidence from Istanbul Stock Exchange. International Research Journal of Finance and Economics, 73, 131-144. Avga, P. 2011. Stock Price Response to Earnings Announcements. Evidence from the Nigerian Stock Market. Aharani, J. and Sawari, I. 2000. Quarterly Dividend and Earnings Announcements and Stockholders Returns. An Empirical Analysis, Journal of Finance. Asif, A. 2006. Dependence and Mean Reversion Stock Price. The Case of the MIN Region, Research in International Business and Finance, 20, 386-304. Anilisky, C., Fenn, M., and Skinner, D. J. 2007. Does Earnings Guidance Affect Market Returns? The Nature and Information Content of Aggregate Earnings Guidance. Journal of Accounting and Economics, 44, 136-263. Ball, R. and Shivkumar L. of Accounting Research. Barkulaz, J.T., C.F. Ball and Market Applied Financial. J. Ball, R., Sedka, G., and Sedka Accounting Research. Baker, M., and J. Wordler, 2002. Finance, 57, 1-32. Barker, R. and Imam, S. 2008. Analysis and Business Research. BHANAN, 2005. The Share Price Reaction TC Companies Listed on the JSE Securities Category, HO 2000. Empirical Anomalies Bezek. Indian Experience. Jhatwa University Journal of Accounting. Ken, KC, and Klutz, JA 2001. A Note on Weak 4 Market EFI. Prices, Evidence from the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Apply 86 407 to 410. Cordier, T. and Shipkema, L. 2005. Inflation Illusion and Post-Earnings Announcement Drift, Journal of Accounting Research. Cordier, T. Gell, A. Sedka, G. Sedka, R. and Shipkema, L. 2006. Liquidity and the Post-Earnings Announcement Drift, Financial Analyst Journal. Copeland, T. et A. 2005. Theory and Corporate Policy, 4th edition, Pearson's Publishing, Boston, USA. Credi, W. M., and Gurwan, U. G. 2010. Aggregate Market Reaction to Earnings Announcements. Journal of Accounting Research, / 5, 289-334. Kovatson, S., 2005. Option Arbitrage in Imperfect Markets. Journal of Finance 44, 1289-1311. Cox, R. A. K. and Wierick, T. R. 2002. The Stock Market Reaction to Fraudulent Financial Reporting. Janigerial Auditing Journal, 1 of Earnings Quality Accounting. Tulangja Idon. Out Announcements of. End Analyst Journal, Earnings, The Search, NCY Insecurity. Onomics Letter, O. 67. Daryl A. J. 2010. Insider Trading, A Test of Market Efficiency, Proceedings of ASB's Annual Conference, Volume 17, Noel Dasilas, A. Liraudi, K. and Jinajlo, D. 2008. Joint Effects of Interim Dividend and Earnings Announcements in GRIS, Studies in Economic Finance, FAME, EF, 1998. Market Efficiency, Long-Term Returns, and Behavioral FMMCE Journal of Financial Economics. Frazini, A. 2006. The Disposition Effect and Underreaction to News. The Journal of Finance. Adjuski, J. and Kawa, B.P. 2001. The Information Content of Earnings and Turnover Announcements in Frank / Eppen Accounting Review. Geladra, D.U.A. 2007. A Review of Asset Pricing Models, Managerial Finance. Ilchrist, S., C. Himmelberg, and G. Huberman, 2004. Do Stock Price Bubbles Influence Corporate Investment? Journal of Monetary Economics. Graham, M. and Lana, E. 2001. Evidence of Value Growth Phenomenon on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, Investment Analyst Journal. Guam, L., Hansen, D.R., Lakin, S.L. and Shaw, J. 2007. Stable Betas, Size, Earnings 2. Price, Book to Market and the Validity of the Capital Asset Pricing Model, Managerial Finance. Habib, M., Ljungqvist, A. 2005. Firm Value and Managerial Incentives, A Stochastic Frontier Approach. Journal of Business. Hassin, B.M., Ahmed, A.D. and Ewing, T.C. 2010. Semi-Strong Form Efficiency, Market Attraction to Dividend and Earnings Announcements in Malaysian Stock Exchange. Duke Journal of Applied Finance, E.T., Laurent, and Pitabaldi, 2009. Bayesian Surprise Attracts Human Attention, Vision Research. Eld. For a firm using cluster analysis, Manager Nightlandbury, David, and Sundaley Shramnath, 2002. The Reaction to Self-Selected News Events, The Case of Stock Splits, Review of Financial Studies 15, 489-526. Jackson, D., and Medra, J., 2003. Profit Warnings and Timing. The Financial Review, 38, 497-513. Gedish, N., and Tidman, S. 2009. Returns to Buying Winners and Selling Losers, Implications for Stock Market Efficiency. The Journal of Finance, / 5, 165-291. James N. NDEGWA, 2013, Joseph Atmboyakiwa, co-authors their profit from bonus. Share Announcements in Nairobi Securities Exchange. Research Journal of Finance and Accounting Wizard.org. Larkle D. 2008. Statistics and Finance, An Introduction. New York, Springer. Lee, S. and Upnage A. 2008. Is the Capital Asset Pricing Model, CAPM, the best way to estimate cost of equity for the lodging industry? International Journal of Contemporary Hospitality Management. Lee, C., J. Lee and A. Lee, 2000. Statistics for Business and Financial Economics, Singapore, World Scientific. Livnat, J. and Mendenhall, R. 2006. Comparing the post-earnings announcement drift for surprises calculated from the analyst and time series forecasts, Journal of ACCOUNTI on GRESEARCH. Ingram, M. and Marchetti's S. 2010. A practical method to estimate the cost of equity capital. M. 68. Laframe, Tim, and J.R. Rater, 2000. Uniformly least powerful tests of market efficiency, Journal of Financial Economics 55, 361-389. Lulishi, W. 2008. Adjustment of stock prices to earnings announcement. Evidence from Euronext Paris, Review of Accounting Finance. Liraudi, K. and Dasalas, A. and Ramas, A. 2006. The valuation effects of stock splits in Nasdaq, Managerial Finance. Mabunu, M. 2004. The market efficiency hypothesis and the behavior of stock returns on the JSE Securities Exchange, doctoral dissertation, Rhodes University. Maguire, Rebecca, Phil Maguire, and Mark T. Ken, 2011. Making Sense of Surprise. An investigation of the factors influencing surprising judgments, Journal of Experimental Psychology, Learning, Memory, and Cognition. Magnusson, M. and B. Widdick, 2002. How efficient are Africa's emerging stock markets? Journal of Development Studies, 38, 141-156. Mishra, A. 2005. An empirical analysis of market reaction around the bonus issues in India, Volume 11, No. 6. Miller, M. and Medagliani, 1961. Dividend Policy, Growth, and the Valuation of Shares. Journal of Business, Volume 4411-433. Mugendeo, M. and Mugend, A. G., 2003. Research Methods. Quantitative and Qualitative Approaches, Acts Press, Nairobi, Kenya Mushetzi, T.B. and Ward, M. 2004. Abnormal Returns for Cash versus Share-Funded Acquisitions, Investment Analysts Journal, 60, 17-32. Nairobi Securities Exchange, 2012. History of ENS. Online available. www.nse.co.ke. Accessed August 13, 2013. Nutvi. Nairobi Securities Exchange, 2012. About the NSE. Online available. www.sufkenny.com. Accessed August 13, 2013. S.A., K.A. 2002. Asset Pricing and Information Efficiency of the Ghana Stock Market. Volume 115, African Economic Reorcha, W. and N. K. 2003. Competition, Market Structure, and Bid-Ask Spreads in Stock Options Markets, Journal of Finance, Volume 57, 2. Pelrose, Z. Richardson, V. J. and S. Skoltz. 2004. Determinants of Market Reactions 2. Count 1. Restatement Announcements. Journal of Accounting and Economics 37. 59-89. Penman, S.H. 2009. Financial Statement Analysis and Security Valuation. 4th edition. Boston, Mass. McGraw-Hill. Pezzo, Mark, 2003. Surprise, Defensa, or Making Sense, What Removes Hindsight Bias. Memory, Riley F. and Brown. 2009. Investment Analysis and Portfolio Management, 9th edition, Thomson 1, U.S. Ross, S. 2005. Corporate Finance, Stephen A. Ross, Randolph W. Westerfield, Jeffrey Jaff. Minus 7th ed. United States, McGraw-Hill Companies. Sponholds, C. 2005, November. Separating the stock market's reaction to simultaneous dividend and earnings announcements in the FA 2006 Zurich meetings. Sedig, S. and P. Silverpule, 2001. Long-term memory in stock market returns. International evidence. International Journal of Finance and Economics 6, 59-267. Softer, L. C. Tuyagarayan, S. R. and Walter, B. R. 2000. Earnings Pronouncement Strategy Review of Accounting Studies, 5, 5-26. Reishenzing, R. W. U. Meyer, and M. Nightdale, 2012. Surprise, in Encyclopedia of Human. 69. Behavior, 2nd edition, vs. Remorehan Train, ed. Tijan, K. H., and G. Cran, 2003. Surprise, low probabilities or high contrasts? Cognition, Ardeen H. 2003. Effect of dividend announcement on shareholders' value, evidence from Dark Stock Exchange. Finance and Banking, White, G., Sandy, A., and Fright, D. 2012. The Analysis and Use of Financial Statements, 3rd edition. John Wiley & Sons. New York. %. Degrees are 4. 70. Appendix 1. Stock Performance Reaction to Profit Warning Announcement in NSE. AART Statistics, 2-tailed. CART Statistics, 2-tailed. Event Day. AAR. CAR. Day minus 20. 3.21345.82. Minus 0.8278. 3.21345.82%. 0.70887. 3.98751. Day minus 19. 2.769934. Minus 0.61695. Minus 5.983397%. Minus 1.30372. 4.48975. Day minus 18. 2.7537682. Minus 0.67229. 7,371,658%. Minus 1.8951. 4.0961. Day minus 17. 2.6902147. Minus 0.55866. 11.427381%. 2.47284. 4.81551. Day minus 16. 3.3906625. Minus 0.67579. 14.818043%. Minus 3.20099. 5.01736. Day minus 15. 4.069476. Minus 0.75331. 18.887511%. Minus 4.07492. 5.40211. Day minus 14. 0.44812. 20.583535%. Minus 4.43915. 3.78478. Day minus 13. Minus 0.65058. 23.227855%. Minus 5.00703. 4.06457. Day minus 12. 25.313653%. Minus 5.45496. 0.45621. 4.57197. It by. Day, minus 11. 0.3788. 27.092907%. Minus 5.83706. 4.69713. Day minus 10. 29.59377.5%. -6.37413.2.50086. 4.5163. Day, -9. 31.91094.9%. -6.87175 2.317745 3.67903. Day, -8. 349,828%. 2.438874. -7.39551. 4.47226. Day, -7. -8.15487. 3.5359716. 5.33351. Day, -6. -0.66335. 2.793193. -8.75471. 4.21073. Day, -5. 0.59813. 43.611501/. -9.38448. 2.932503. 4.9028. Day, -4. 0.62224. 46.594451%. 2.982954. 0251. 4.7389. Day, -3. 0.6674. 49.660182%. 3.065731. 4.97085. Day, -2. 2.215427. 0.49123. 51.875611%. 11.1592. Day, -1. 3.766397. 0.89929. 55.641931%. 11.9681. 4.18809. Day 0. 4.028554. 0.83449. 59.670516%. 12.8332. 4.82759. Day 1. 4.919476. 0.59354. 64.589995%. 13.8897. 8.28833. Day 2. 3.115338. 0.58611. 67.705328%. 14.5587. 5.31529. Day 3. 1.3688275. 0.33725. 69.074155%. 14.8527. 4.0588. 71. Day 4. minus 1.2665185 minus 0.36404 minus 70.34067% minus 15.12473.47904 day 5 minus 1.529347 minus 0.30355 equals minus 71.87021% minus 15.4531 equals 5.03818 day 6 minus 3.0435272 minus 0.65274 minus 74.913549% minus 16.10674.6627 day 7 minus 3.171355 minus 0.77278 minus 78.08489% minus 16.78784.1038 day 8 minus 2.316878 minus 0.65049 minus 80.401766% minus 17.2853 equals 3.56172 day 9 minus 2.808425 minus 0.6871 minus 83.21093% minus 17.8884 4.08738 day 10 day 11 percent minus 3.239574 minus 0.57444 minus 86.449767% minus 1.738571 minus 0.49433 1.188325% minus 18.5841 equals minus 18.9575 5.63952 3.517 day 12 day 13 4 minus 2.957714 minus 0.67472 minus 91.146039% minus 2.943 2024 minus 0.76186 minus 94.089241% minus 2.551796 minus 19.5927 minus 20.2247 4.38363 3.86318 day 14 minus 3.193062 minus 0.51641 minus 96.64103.7% minus 20.7727 4.9414 day 15 minus 0.69446 minus 99.834099% day 16 0.7 - 0.55527. 42,659 - 101.9200 4%. -21.4585 - 21.9064 - 4.59789 - 4.88978. Day 17. -2.448431. Day 18. -2.737871 8. -0.67007. -104.3684 7%. 107.10634%. -22.4322. -23.0202. 4.40944. 4.08596. Day 19. -3.317269 9. Day 20. -2.685296. -0.55499 - 110.4236 1%. -0.45242 - 113.1089%. -23.7326 - 24.3093 5.98581 5.93538. Key. And. Denote statistical significance at the 10%, 5% and 1% levels, two-tailed test, respectively for the 40-day event period. 4. 72. Appendix the second. Sample population of NSE listed companies. Agricultural sector. Manufacturing and allied. Car and Nair. Arm Cement. CNC HOD. Bumbera Cement. Marshalls EA. Sami Africa. EA Cables. EA Portland Cement. Bank NG. Barclays Bank. CFC Stanbic of Kenya Holding. KingGen. Diamond Trust Bank. Kenukable. Equity Bank. Housing Finance. iKenya. L&N Holdings. Kenya Commercial Bank. NSURA. National Bank Kenya. NIC Bank. NSUR. Telecommunication and Technology. BOC Kenya. Safaricom Ltd. Cacquizal. British American Tobacco Kenya. Captura AT. Kirkbassett Investments. Growth and Enterprise Market Segment. The Limit. East African Breweries Ltd. Home Africa Ltd. Reo Vipingo Plantations. Eve Red East Africa Ltd. Sesenai Ltd. Mears Sugar. Williams & T. Kenya. Ungay Group. Automobiles and Accessories. Construction and Allied. Crown Paints Kenya. Energy and Petroleum. I Investments. Standard Chartered Bank. Jubilee Holdings. Cooperative Bank. Kenya Corporation. Liberty Kenya Holdings. Pan Africa Insurance. Commercial and Services. Express. Hutchings Bimmer. Investment. Suran. RVI. Equals. M. Kenya Airways. Centum Investma. Longhorn Kenya. Olympia Capital Holding. NG. Equals. Equals. Nation Media Group. Transcentury Ltd. Scan Group. Equals. Standard Group. TPSEA, Serenay. Agumi Supermarket. 73. Appendix the third. Listed companies historical profit warning announcements. Profit warning announcements 2000 to August 2013. Company. Date declared profit warning. CFC. 1C Holdings. April 13, 2010. CNC Ho. SLTD. October 7, 201. September 12, 2009. Kirkbassett Ion V. April 2, 2009. Ungay Group Ltd. February 15, 2009. Everede East Deptford. November 29, 2010. Equals. Keenol Kebble. June 19, 2012. Kenya Airways. January 26, 2012. OS. Total Kenya. October. November 29, 2012. Kakuzi Ltd. J. 1. Longhorn Ltd. September 12, 2012. Sazanow Ltd. August 3, 2012. Mumias Sugar. ARY 27, 2013. Express Kenya. Sami Africa. TPS Serenay. UNE 30.